You're listening to Carl and Catherine. Carl and Catherine.
I'm just going to put it out there. This is the fourth time we've tried to record.
Oh, do we really need to? Come on.
Well, can we just say, honestly, raise your hand if you were the culprit behind the re-records.
It's not really good for people listening, but me.
It is Carl Bianco,
yes. It is your fault, yes.
I swear to tell the truth and nothing but that. And I have now officially clocked into off a clock.
Right.
What's that mean?
I've given you 2 hours of greatness, and now I'm into my crappiness.
Greatness is a strong word, Producer Jack.
I jumped out of my car this morning, all right? I was here.
You had your reservations about today's show late last week. You said, I feel like I've had a few off weeks. And so when I met you this morning
I'm here too. He said he was actually going to call it.
What do you mean?
You said you were going to call it the end of last week.
You were concerned. Anyway.
I mean, I had a real crap couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. I was very off. I was talking about my wash basket. Yeah. I needed some inspiration. I spoke about my wash basket and then the week before that I was speaking about what makes you feel good about yourself, or was that the same week? I can't remember.
It was a dark week. Back to what I was saying. When I met you at the gates of Southern FM this morning, you legitimately jumped out of your car and I said, we're on here. And you had all the sound effects. You did incredibly well. I think you're back.
I really thought about what I wanted to talk about today.
Oh.
Put some genuine thought into it, and I was pretty happy.
It was the perfect storm. Sound effects, Lachlan Mackay, the movie guy, who was particularly mean to us today.
He was roasting you constantly throughout the 8 minutes of talking.
Can you blame him, though? He comes on to talk about movies, and we started talking about privates.
What?
Schools. Private schools, public schools.
No. Oh.
And how much I get sucked in the stuff
all
that I watch.
Ask, I'm just a girl who wants a clean podcast. That's all I want.
Well,
I don't want to come across like I'm nagging, but it's every week.
Do you know what else? I forgot to chuck this in the reflection section. We can tell when you're not genuine on air because you go, I'm fine.
Yeah.
You go all high-pitched. And you know what? I don't think I've ever heard you go more high-pitched than what you were.
What are you talking about?
Minnie Mouse.
Yeah, Lachlan called me Minnie Mouse, and I don't like that.
It was quite rude.
I think I'm much more of a Daisy Duck kind of operator, quietly.
Well, it could be worse. He could have called you Goofy.
Well, that is me. No, very quickly, if you were a Disney character, who would you be? 1, 2, 3, Rex.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else then when you said one. Anyway.
Would be Rex the little dinosaur from Toy Story with the little hands.
Any Disney character. Heath Ledger in 10 Things I Hate About You.
That's not Disney.
No, it is not Disney.
Why is it on Disney Plus then?
Come on, mate.
You cannot find it on any other streaming site but Disney Plus. That really gives me the irrits because I like that film.
Don't care, mate.
If I fall asleep, it goes away.
That's my answer to the question.
Which Disney character, animated Disney character? It's not hard.
Okay, Homer Simpson.
Disney.
I am so close.
The Simpsons, all the series is their own.
But it's not... It's like Netflix. Netflix has everything, but they don't make everything.
Okay. All right.
Come on.
I will give you one in a second.
Please do.
You're Scar from The Lion King. And Jack, you are Rafiki.
I have never watched The Lion King to save my life.
Pink pajamas, penguins on the bottom. Pink pajamas, penguins
now
on the bottom.
Now you sound like a remix version
pajamas,
of The Wiggles.
Penguins on the bottom.
I get the reference and I'm here for it.
I think that's what you're going for in life now.
What?
You want to be a re-imager. Not a Rafiki, a re-imager.
Well, the thing is, when you've got no ounce of creative talent, you do have to work with existing things. But can I tell you, if you were feeling low today, once you finish with this podcast... Jump on Spotify, look up Lenny Pierce, and look up the body of work he has made remixing Wiggles songs. It is chef's kiss. We should actually ask, because he's a friend of the show. Mm. We should get Lenny on next week to talk through.
I think I've still got his number, actually.
Yeah, that'd be an idea.
Yeah,
that'd be good.
You'd like Lenny. He's a good guy.
He's good
at the end of the day.
Imagine, I just got a vision then, almost like a prophecy. Imagine Carl being in a boy band. You know who you would be?
I would never cut it.
You would be the boy in the muscle tank, the jeans with the chain.
No, that's not true.
I look at the formation, you wouldn't be a centre guy. You'd be on the far left.
I could not execute my lines to save myself when I was playing The Wizard of Oz. How the hell would you expect me to
sing? And how many times has he brought that up, KP?
I'm just making a point here, mate. I would not be the best person. I'd be a better manager. Actually, you know what? No, I wouldn't even be that.
No.
I'm a better person who puts the stuff together on a stage.
Yeah, you'd be a sound mixer kind of guy.
You know what? I'm just like that person that's like right at the bottom of everything. Oh, you,
that's not true.
You know, you go to anything and, oh, look, there's that irrelevant person in the corner.
Carl.
That's me.
You're not plankton. Not at the bottom of the food chain.
I may as well be.
Don't talk about plankton like that.
No, I have an in-joke with some people at a workplace that I may work for or I may not anymore, and we used to say that we are the mere plankton. Shout out if you're listening from that workplace. Miss you.
Yeah. Mm. It happens sometimes. You just don't feel like you're valid anyway. Anyway, that took a turn.
Do we have HR at Southern FM?
HR?
Yeah.
No, oh, HR.
A jar.
I thought you said a jar. That's a bit like, what was it? Something was said today a little earlier on the show.
Was it when you played the traffic lights and someone sneezed in the middle of your grab?
That's epic.
That was pretty good.
Got that handy? Can we give people a little sample of what they can expect?
It's a Please preview hold. Of the podcast.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I'm going to see if
so
I can get
Carl
that
was really proud of his sound effects today.
I don't know why that amuses KP so much.
It's so funny. Why didn't they just cut it out?
I don't know, but it's probably the last time I go to YouTube for audio. I wasn't able to go to my very own traffic light and record it. I don't have traffic lights too close to me.
I assumed that you did, and that's where the sneeze came from. I thought that was Jack.
You think that sounds more like you sneezing, if anything.
Yes,
you
it
sneeze
does.
Like that, Pixie.
Yeah, I do.
I don't. I'd have a man sneeze.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Which sounds
you didn't
like
have to bring gender into it.
I didn't mean it in that way. It sounded a lot worse than what I intended.
One of
I
my
apologize.
Biggest flexes in life is I can sneeze silently. My eyes nearly pop out of my head, but I can do it.
That's not the only thing you can do silently.
What?
I think you're a silent achiever.
I don't think I am. I genuinely think I don't shut up, which is...
No, you don't. Yeah,
do
you know, don't.
No, you have... Oh, I can tell you, right? I know people that don't shut up. You do not fit in that category.
Mm. Really?
Yep.
Mm. Oh, I have people who beg to differ.
No. You don't know talking until you meet someone I know.
I know. Yeah. And I know who you're talking about,
No,
too.
You don't. I don't think.
I've got an idea.
I hope you're not... Anyway, that's a conversation we have not on this podcast.
No.
We're going to leave you... I think we're going to leave you right here because I think we've sort of hit a sweet spot. We've talked a bit about this and a little bit about that and we've played this. To hear more about that, keep listening to the podcast.
And also, we've gone through this podcast without swearing as well. So, you know, we're getting there.
Please do not... swear now.
I'm not going to.
We talk about tipping point, the Todd Woodbridge show. This will be my tipping point if someone swears right now. Let's just go straight to the show.
No.
I'm a donkey on the edge. Do not tip me.
No. But you might find out that we sound quite similar to Margaret and David.
Shut up. Isn't that what he said? That was mean. Anyway, to the podcast.
See ya.
Bye.
On 88.3 Southern FM, this is Breakfast with Carl and Catherine.
7 o'clock in the morning.
Morning to you. Happy Monday, 22nd of April, 2024. Carl and Catherine with you to start another week.
And isn't it brisk outside? My gosh, I've got long sleeves on today.
Well, you know when you can visually see the air that you breathe, it is cold.
Oh, it is freezing. But you know what?
What?
We've got such a hot show.
So hot.
How corny could I be this early in the morning? But you know what? I don't care. Lachlan Mackay, the movie guy, coming at you a little bit later.
Looking forward to talking to him.
We're talking about sequels.
Big mailbag this morning coming up.
Oh, gosh. Should I be worried?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Not too worried, but I've had a few messages sent to me.
Oh, no. About you or me?
Well, just we'll find out.
Oh, this sounds like an intervention. What have I done?
Let's get started with Digital Farm Animals. Nelly, cash, millionaire.
What was that?
Cash. 7:05. Morning.
You've got mail with Carl and Catherine.
Well, you do. It's as simple as that. We get feedback through mondaybreakfastradio@gmail.com or throughout the program on 0404 000 736 or, of course, socials at Carl and Catherine or at Southern_FM.
Or you can just come it and say it to our faces, cowards.
Okay. That's going a bit far.
I'm on the defense already. I feel rattled and I feel unsettled.
Why are they cowards?
Well, if they say something particularly hurtful, they could just say it to our face.
Well, they haven't done that yet.
Okay, good.
apart from don't ever bring your wash basket up ever again.
Oh, hey, you just did.
Oh, sorry. No, I did. My bad. Anyway, we have had a message in, and it comes from a guy called Patrick.
Patrick. You can't troll the listeners.
What?
You can't troll our listeners like that.
You're telling me when I say the name Patrick, I can't play this?
That's Patrick Star from SpongeBob, I'm assuming.
Not acceptable?
Okay. Look, going back to my point about bullying, but anyway, please continue.
I'm not bullying, although he might have brought up a topic that you might bully him for. Patrick has messaged saying, "Hey guys, love the show. Long time, first time. I got a problem."
Ooh.
And this problem is something that involves an object I use every day. And this object is his hair gel, his hair product.
Oh.
Mm. Basically, he said, look, I buy one, I finish it, I'm like, that's great, but I can never find it. So I then have to buy another one. I start using that. It's okay. It's not quite the same.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get a consistent hair product. What should I do?
I love this question, Patrick. First of all, a little odd that you've come to us about this, but well, I love that you have.
We've got mail. And this is the mail.
If you've got any question, any query, please bring it into the mailbag. But I must say, Patrick, it's pretty ironic that you bring this up because I am navigating a bad product today in my hair.
It's showing too because you've got your hair back.
Well, this is the thing. I feel like I'm a part of the cast of Hairspray because I went a different dry shampoo last night and I've woken up today rocking the Tracy... What's her last name? Tracy...
It's Baltimore? No.
No, Tracy Turnblad.
I was going to say Turnbull, but it's not Turnbull.
The Tracy Turnbull.
TT.
And so I totally get this. I would love to know how many things of gel he has around the house.
I reckon there's a lot of tubs around the house.
Mm. You know what I think you need to do, Patrick? This is my solution. You get one of the jumbo jars so they can't just go sneaking off anywhere. And you put it in one spot in your bathroom, it doesn't leave there. You must go to the gel. The gel does not come with you. Solved.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Mm.
So I've got some further advice.
Okay.
And this is what I base my hair product decisions off, right? Smell it.
Gross. What?
If it's got a good smell to it, there's every chance it follows up with good substance.
Can I, I'm not a gel user, but can I give you a little bit of feedback on that? Do the absolute opposite of that, because if it smells, it's got more stuff in it, which makes your hair oilier quicker.
And that doesn't just apply to hair gel, I've learned out recently.
Oh, okay.
If you, and again, I'm no expert, but I was told recently, if you go to a petrol station and you can smell the petrol, every chance it's not good for your car. Like, really smell the strong smell of petrol. It's got higher octane in it. And the higher amount of octane you put in your car, the less your car reacts.
So basically, moral of the story, keep your fumes low and your energy high for both car and heads.
Exactly. And then it's a win-win situation, Patrick. Seems happy with that, I reckon. This is Tez Caddy. That's the mailbag. You never know where it's going to take us.
I'm so sorry, Patrick. I hope that was somewhat helpful. Carl, you're an idiot.
Well, tell me something I don't know. 7:30 on the Sounds of the Bayside. Carl and Catherine with you. Still plenty more to come. As you said, Lachlan McKay, the movie guy. Looking forward to talking to him because I've been watching Heartbreak High. No, not the one from the 80s. The one that has come out in the last couple of years.
Ooh.
It's very graphic. Anyway, I may get to that a little bit later on. I did something that I never really envisioned myself doing on the weekend.
Well, that can never be good.
Well, in this situation, I wouldn't say it was a bad thing.
Okay.
One of my friends likes the netball.
Are you serious?
Yeah, likes netball. I didn't play netball, for those wondering. Yes, I'm physically fit, but that fit.
You would have looked good in one of those zippy skirts.
But you know what? I don't know if you... Well, you actually would have definitely done it in high school, I would have thought. You would have played netball in, like, PE.
I don't want to brag.
Oh, here we go.
But when I was in primary school, I only played netball in primary school, grade 6. My teacher, on my last day of the season, on the bus, coming back from the game, she turned around to me and she said, "Catherine, if you really apply yourself and work really hard, you may be good enough for local league. That's okay. How bad I was at netball. But I used my height. I was a goal defence.
Well, you're not short.
Goal attack, you actually, sometimes.
You fit the perfect mould of a netballer.
Well, I definitely was not. Sometimes I did centre and I was like, oh, I'm not too fit for this.
So you would dance like a ballerina growing up, but you wouldn't try netball.
No, I tried it. I just wasn't good at it.
Well.
There was mass confusion on my last game. It still haunts me to this day.
There's still time.
There was a girl on the opposite team named Catherine, and I hadn't encountered another Catherine before.
But she is.
And
not
then people said Catherine, and then I passed it to Catherine instead of myself. Oh, it was a whole thing. Anyway, please.
That's confusing.
Yeah, it was.
Have a name that multiple people don't have, like Carl, and you're fine.
Yeah. Anyway,
people spell it wrong. Yeah.
Netball.
Anyway, so well, here's the situation. I had a mate's 30th on Saturday night, and it was in Richmond. And this friend of mine, we've been talking about the Vixens, who are one of our beloved netball teams, who are doing fantastic. Yes. They started the season 2-0, thank you very much. I know we don't like to talk too much about sport, but in this instance, I feel like I have to bring it up. And so after game one, they won against the Mavericks, who are the new side to the Super Netball competition. And so we were talking away, and she was like, oh, hey, do you want to go to a game? I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. I like to explore things for a first time, and then I decide whether I do them another time. So... So we went along.
Yeah.
7 o'clock tip off, I think they call it.
Sorry?
What do they tip when you... No, that's maybe a basketball reference. When you... They don't tap the ball, they throw the ball. It's very... Anyway.
A tip off is normally a bit of a pss, pss, little tip.
That sounds more like a tire busting or a snake.
Well, I don't want to trigger you. Anyway.
Well, yeah, thanks. Yeah, sensitive topic. However, I went along. And watched the Super Netball, and it killed some time by the time it was finished. It's a very quick game.
Did you just say it killed some time?
Yeah.
What about the fact that you saw athletes at work and how great they were?
It was a magnificent game.
Yeah, it's a really
fun game. With 7 seconds to go, they got a goal to win the game 54-53.
Yeah.
It was entertaining. I tell you what, the crowd goes wild.
Yeah.
Because they put up on the screens, loud, 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 like, get loud.
And then on the screen they go, but Carl, you're too loud. Shut up.
I wasn't, well, maybe in here on a Monday morning, but definitely not at John Cain Arena.
Oh, how good is John Cain Arena? Can I ask a question?
I don't like it.
Did you get excited so much about the game that you wanted to get all the merch?
See, this is the thing, right? Going into it, I was like, I'm going to buy a Vixen scarf.
Wow. As the proud owner of a Melbourne Phoenix scarf, because the one time my mum and I went because...
What, the Southeast Melbourne Phoenix?
No, because back in the day, the main league, there was a Melbourne Phoenix
club. In the basketball.
No, netball.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
No, there was a Melbourne Phoenix, and mum and I went to one game. This is in my peak netball era.
Yeah.
And I think I was taken there for a bit of inspiration because I, in the wise words of Troy Bolton, I did not have my head in the game. And I went and we got so involved. We had scarves. We're like, we're going to go to every game of the season. Never went again. But it was fabulous.
Yeah. I've done that with my Melbourne Victory membership. I paid for it this year. Haven't gone to one game.
Oh.
And I won't go to a game. Unless we play a finals game, in which case I'm really just a bandwagoner.
I
don't even know why I have signed up for a membership.
Hey, I've just thought of an idea.
Mm.
Can we make a mixed netball team? You, me, Jack, and then whoever else wants to join in.
No,
Jack,
thanks.
You'd play netball, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'd do it.
0404 000 736. How many players do you need on a netball team? Is it six, seven?
Six, seven,
I don't want to do it.
1, 2, 3. We need more.
No,
please
thanks.
Nominate yourselves.
No.
We can call ourselves the... Come back to me on that.
Bianco's Bandwagoners.
Absolutely
there you
not.
Go.
What about the Powlettes?
Okay, that just sounds like some kind of orchestral, I don't know.
Yeah, we're bringing the tempo.
Orchestrated madness, that's what it sounds like.
Well, anyway. I mean, just another day in my life, really.
I'd love to know, though, on 0404 000 736, almost forgot the number, when you've been dragged into something and it was a pleasant experience for you, because it turned out to be a good occasion, and I didn't get home till 3 a.m. It's 22 minutes past 7.
I had an out-of-body experience over the weekend.
I thought that happened every weekend.
I was on Instagram.
Yeah.
I was doing my typical every half hour scroll, which I don't recommend. It's not good for the brain cells.
Well, you do half minute, half hour, I do half minute.
Well, anyway, I came across quite possibly one of the greatest things I will ever encounter in my life.
Big call.
Now, for people who are playing along at home, you know that when it comes to having a connection with someone you've never met, it doesn't get much stronger than me and Greg Wiggle.
Yeah.
I loved him from a young age. I would make my mum record on VHS the same music video that was on TV every day, just in case it was different, because in my mind I thought he performed it live. He lied to me. Anyway, it's been a long and enduring love affair. I just loved the guy. Anyway, which means, unfortunately for all Wiggles of all generations that have gone past Greg, I have a personal vendetta against them. He chose to leave, but it doesn't matter. No one is a yellow Wiggle aside from Greg.
I share your love for Greg Wiggle. I do like Greg.
Okay.
I won't go as far as saying love. But for me, as soon as he left the Wiggles, they weren't the same.
Thank you so much. Anyway, I saw on Instagram over the weekend from a post by Lenny Pierce, who you may remember from when Jack and I were on Monday Breakfast last year.
Right.
He is the brother of Johnny Pierce, who is the Purple Wiggle. But Lenny and Johnny were both from Justice Crew.
I was going to say.
Que sera, et cetera.
At the end of the day.
Yes. So Lenny is now, while Johnny is in the Wiggles, Lenny is a very successful DJ.
Cool.
And he welcomed his daughter last year into the world.
How lovely.
And since then, he's been experimenting with the music she likes and seeing how it would work in electronic sort of vibe.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's released an album.
Okay.
And it sounds a little something like this.
It's going to be a fruit salad treat. Fruit salad, yummy, yummy. Fruit salad, yummy, yummy. Fruit salad, yummy, yummy.
How good. Now, not only has he remixed, I thought he was going to remix the current Wiggles. No, no, no. He's gone the OG. The album is called The Wiggles Sound System Rave of Innocence. You give me a Wiggles song, I will tell you that it is on this list.
Chugga, chugga, big red car. We'll travel near and we'll travel far.
Imagine going to a club and this going off.
Not bad.
Now, I went to the Wiggles Over 18 gig some years ago with my two friends, Monique and Georgia, and it was the wildest mosh pit I've ever been in. Someone whipped me with their Dorothy the Dinosaur tail. It was very full on.
Remember those?
I loved it.
Remember how you could purchase those ones and also the Wags the dog?
Yeah, I had a Dorothy tail. I loved it.
I had a Wag. The dog tail.
We would have been quite the duo back in the day.
Oh,
anyway, I highly recommend if you need a spring in your step this morning, jump on, find this. It's on the Wiggles page and on Lenny Pierce's page. I'm talking Rockabye Your Bear, Hot Potato, Row Row Your Boat, Henry the Octopus, B-I-N-G-O, ABC, Fruit Salad, Bouncing Balls, Five Little Ducks, Wags the Dog, He Likes the Tango, which is my personal favorite. It slaps big time. Baby Shark, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. All these tracks available to you now. Oh, it has made my year. I don't think it's going to get better than this.
You know what?
What?
I'm going to go out before we get into Taylor Swift.
Are you
going to
play? Yes.
Hot potato, hot potato.
It is good though.
Hot potato, hot potato.
I don't want your version.
Hot potato, hot potato.
Make it stop, please.
Potato.
Make it stop.
Potato,
no.
Potato, potato. Here we go, everybody now.
Cold spaghetti, cold spaghetti.
Hey, Bianco.
Yeah. Spaghetti, yeah.
Spaghetti. Spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
Hang on,
there's
a
bit.
Give me that.
Gross! You ruined it.
Okay, here's Taylor Swift. This is Fortnite.
I was supposed to be sent away.
Movie star, oh movie star.
You think you are... Okay, I got to stop singing. Sorry, Lachlan McKay, the movie guy. Hello? He's speechless.
Low clapping that pun you did. Well
done. Thank you. Off to a good start.
Oh, the bromance is alive and kicking, isn't it? How are you, movie star Lachlan McKay, the movie guy?
I mean, I wouldn't call myself a movie star, but I'm well. How are we all doing?
Yeah, good. That sounded convincing.
it's always convincing when you start off three octaves higher than you normally talk.
I'm fine. Nuts.
Why? And joining us as a special guest host today is Minnie Mouse.
Pretty much.
Hey.
I mean, the next best thing.
I don't like the element of roasting this early into the segment.
Better than grinding, I suppose.
Oh my gosh. Okay, can we just get on to remakes, please? Please.
Well, I tell you what, Lachlan McKay, I don't know about you, but sometimes I just find myself having a lot more time on my hands. And occasionally what I do is I delve into spam watching old television programs.
Wait, what?
Spam watching?
Is it a binge watching?
Yeah, probably. Binge watching. I was so confident with my delivery there. Spam is like something that you want to get rid of.
Yeah. You know,
I mean, I do want to get rid of my habit because I literally sat in front of the TV and then a tablet across probably 36 hours to watch the whole of Heartbreak High. And I'm not sorry about it, but
did you enjoy it?
I did. I actually did. It was.
If you enjoyed it, then that's all that matters.
I got sucked in. This is the thing. I get easily sucked into, you know, programs, and it's like this one is just another one of those.
Why Heartbreak High?
I don't know. Maybe because I feel like a teenager again all of a sudden. And then
did you just want to spend some time back at high school and go, thank crap, you're not there anymore?
Well, I mean, there was a bit of that. But you see, like, the one thing with a lot of this is what I don't get, right? But there's always elements of these schools, like, because you got your private schools, which are co-ed, well, not co-ed in this case, it was a private all-boys school that is in part of the program. And then it largely surrounds the high school, which is co-ed. I didn't go to a co-ed high school. And you didn't go to a co-ed high school either, did you?
I did not, no.
No, I feel like the game is different. Like, the whole experience is different. I'm calling it the high school experience a game.
You guys didn't go to a co-ed high school. No. That explains a lot.
I think it's
sorry?
Really. Yeah, no, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. I kind of feel like it's the experience going to a same-sex school is just different, like completely different, not in a good way.
Look, we had brother school, so we were.
We're
fine.
Not even letting Lachlan talk today. Please,
that's
all right. Fire away. Let's yes.
No, this is great. I'm just cheerleading you guys. You had a brother school, Catherine. What the hell's a brother school?
Well, it was a sister school. We basically had. So I went to a state school, all girls school, the only state all girls school in this area. Thank you so much. Anyway, we bandwagoned off the private boys' school. So there was a private boys' school, a private girls' school, and then a Catholic girls' school. We were not meant to mix. We decided by default that there was only one boys' school. We were going to take it from the private girls' school. So that's what happened. So we all just hung out together, which was fun. So we made up for it.
But how does... Okay, we're completely not talking about movies anymore because I went to a co-ed school. What do you mean by hanging out? Like, because if you're at different schools, what do you mean hanging out?
We hung out after school.
Yeah, that seems... Okay, so it seems like the school's like, here, you're struggling to make some friends, so we're going to give you some. Was it like a buddy system?
No.
Buddy system in high school?
No. We did it in spite of the private girls' school because that was meant to happen there. It had nothing to do with our schools. We decided that
you were home-wrecking the buddy system for the private girls' school.
Look, that's one way of putting it.
Anyway, back on topic. So, Heartbreak High. The premise basically surrounds a bunch of high school kids, and across a couple of years, I'm still, it's a bit sketchy. See, it seems like they go away for summer break and they come back in the next year level. I think that's how I'm interpreting the two series so far.
Did you not watch 36 hours of this show?
I did, yeah. But I watch things and I forget quite quickly.
He's not very bright, Catherine.
No. But thank you for bringing that up. It's important. Anyway, so I've watched it.
I have to equally roast the both of you, otherwise I don't get invited back.
See, but I just keep going on like I didn't hear the roast. Catherine acknowledges it and makes it a scene. There's a difference. So anyway, I was watching it and the characters are... It's really interesting because there's this character called Dusty and he's like the heartthrob of the series. It's like everyone wants to get with Dusty. Mm. Okay, fantastic. There's that. And then in Series 2, Dusty's all of a sudden out of the scene. He's gone to the boys' school. And the boys' school doesn't come up very often. But when it does, it's included in controversy in some aspect, you know. So Dusty's gone to the boys' school. And one of his understudies in his group, I can't remember his name, Ant, I think it is. He in the first episode of the new series, I don't want to give too much away because I want you to watch it yourself. It's on the Flix of Net. And essentially what happens is on on day one... What? What's so funny?
I told Lachlan that he had to do at least one bit of canned laughter in this segment and he did it.
Come on. That's not fair. It wasn't even funny. I was just trying to explain how the series goes.
I feel like I've watched
it. Keep going. You're doing so well.
I'm trying. Okay, I'm not good at explaining things. We get there eventually. We'll hit the 8 o'clock news soon.
I feel like Amy Poehler and Mean Girls. You're doing so well, babe. Keep going.
Thanks, babe.
Hey.
That's what he said, didn't it?
Yeah, I did say that.
Yeah, thanks.
What happened to Dusty?
So Dusty's at going to the boys' school, and his mate tries to be the new Dusty, but he makes a bad mistake. He takes weed gummies into school.
Cool!
And I'm not encouraging this. This is the premise of the show, right? And this is what happens in New South Wales, apparently, where they film these kinds of shows. And rather than eat one of them, he drops them on the ground and he eats the lot. So he doesn't have a good experience of day one back at school. And he quickly, you know, doesn't get the reputation he was exactly expecting. It all stems around reputation, it appears, in this program. And wait, there's more. Just when you thought I haven't sold it well enough here, there is a map involved. And it's not just any kind of map. It's a map that's PG-15+, so I won't go there. But it involves who's hanging around with who, to put it in a polite way. And then that map gets exposed. And the creator of the map, the creators, there is two. And these two girls are supposed to be the best of friends. They love each other. They're so good. They're besties, you know. And then they end up hating each other in the whole first series, but then they rekindle in the second series. And it's just, yeah. That is my, I guess, analysis of Heartbreak High that I got sucked into for 36 hours. Lachlan Mackay, thoughts?
I'm sorry, what was the question? it sounds great. I haven't watched it yet, but it's on the list. I'll get to it.
Okay.
You know what it reminds me of? Do you remember a few years ago when Channel 10 did the remake of Puberty Blue?
Yes.
Pasta Vaso.
Gross.
Yeah, I think it reminds me of that a bit. I think it's taking a well-known Australian property and bringing it to a modern audience who wouldn't necessarily go and explore the original. And I think that's okay. I think there are some properties that can't be remade. There are definitely no-go's. But I think that, yeah, there are some that it's safe to not so much remake, but reimagine.
Yep.
Because it's not the same, from what I understand, it's not the same characters in Heartbreak High that was in the 90s or the early 2000s version.
No.
It's a whole new set of characters. It's kind of like Skin. Do you remember that show?
No.
Okay. It was about a UK high school, kind of the same vibe as Heartbreak High. But, you know, after like season three, they completely got rid of the cast and started with a fresh bunch.
It's never a good decision. It's like Grease 2.
I mean, I haven't seen Grease 2 exactly. either, but yes.
That's my point. No one's ever heard of it because it just, you get rid of the OGs and it's no good.
I mean, Michelle Pfeiffer can only do so much.
And you know what? She doesn't even get linked to that movie. It's that bad, Grease 2, to be
I
fair.
I think that's it's in her contract. She refuses to talk about it.
Grease 2. Never hear about that. Anyway, Lachlan Mackay. I suppose the point I'm trying to make is...
That Dusty shouldn't have moved schools?
No, it's not that, because I don't really like him as a character. So, it's been great talking to you. I don't really feel like you... really got a lot of words in. We just sort of went on about private schools and
hang on, we
and public schools. Yeah, you as well. I mean, I went there. I mean, that's the premise of the
show.
You
were speaking about exposing maps. It went in a very odd direction. I would like to see a remake of your summary of Heartbreak High. That's what I would like.
Well, we might podcast it. So if you want to catch up on
what are you going to do one of those rewatch podcasts of Heartbreak High, mate?
Maybe. Before we get to a break.
Hey, you two could do that. That would be really good.
Could be. Before we get to a break, I want to know, Lachlan, have you been seeing anything out there? Have you watched anything lately that we need to go and watch on any of the streaming sites or at the movies?
I'm prepping. I haven't watched anything new. I'm doing a lot of rewatches or explore, because I'm actually going to Japan in a few weeks. So I've been watching a lot of Japanese cinema to get myself pumped up for that. And it's very bad. It's very embarrassing. a lot of the Studio Ghibli movies I've never seen, so I'm slowly working my way through those. And okay. You know what? They're very good.
That sounded as convincing as Catherine at the start of this chat.
What do you mean?
No, they're very... yes, if believe the hype with Studio Ghibli, that's all I'll say.
All right. Well, on that note, thanks for joining us as always. We never know where we're going to go with you, but it always ends up in good times. So thank you for jumping on the line, and I'm looking forward to our next insightful conversation, whenever that may be. I don't know if it'll be before you go away.
Hey, we can plan that later.
Yeah, thanks as always, my friend.
I'm counting down the days to when we can next chat.
Oh, now that's really nice and not sincere at all. It really wasn't.
Okay. Insert pause here. We'll go to a break. That was Lachlan Mackay, the movie guy. Did you just turn the cooler on?
No.
It was very cold in here all of a sudden.
Please hold. No, it says heat.
No, it doesn't feel like the heat is on.
Well, it is. It's 24 degrees, actually. Bring it up to 25.
This is cold as ice.
Now I've turned it off. We'll deal with this in the break.
Okay.
I have a problem of a non-heating matter that I want to address.
Okay.
My car... we've gone through our trials and our tribulations.
Can we go 1 week without talking about our cars on the show?
No, well, I'm not talking specifically about the car. I'm talking about the operating system within it. Because my car connects my phone via Bluetooth so I can play my music and stuff on it, right?
Yeah.
And recently, something has changed within it. Something is not the same for all my wicked friends out there.
Well, that's funny. She said that we just play wicked games. Yeah. So that's good.
Yeah, anyway, when my phone connects now, I've got to be very careful as to how quickly I turn the music on, because sometimes my car does this really fun, exciting thing now where it picks a random contact in my phone and calls it via my car. And when I'm saying that, like, I mean, as we all do, we all have people in our contacts through work that maybe wouldn't appreciate a phantom phone call from my car.
I hate to think who you called.
Well, this is the thing. It's almost caller roulette at this point. It happens at least once a week. And my phone, like, you would think that would call, you know, the most recent person you've called in your phone. So, you know, it could be mum, it could be dad, it could be one of you guys. Fine. Like, if it happens, it happens.
No.
It picks one of, like, I'm talking, let's just say, without saying who, my phone's got very good taste. And I'm talking, like, you know, certain celebrities, former premiers, like, it has no chill. And if I'm not on it right away, and I mean right away, it calls and it's bad. And I had to, last Sunday, I was coming back from catching up with a friend and it did it. And the person, God bless them, called me back. And then I had to say, hey, thanks so much for getting back to me. Really appreciate it. My car does this random thing. Consider yourself the chosen one. And they said it was an honor and a privilege, which was really good of them. But I just want to know, A, has anyone else got this feature in their car? And B, does anyone know how to stop it?
I have had a similar thing happen to me when I try to use hands-free in my car.
Yep.
And Bluetooth. Is it hands-free or is it Bluetooth?
Well, it's both.
Well, yeah.
Yes, because your hands are free because of the Bluetooth.
You got to focus on the road at all times. On my steering wheel, I have what appears to be a phone icon, right, to pair up with the Bluetooth compatibility in the car. But if you double-click it, it calls the most recent person you've just spoken to. So occasionally, I will hit it a couple of times because I'm trying to hang up the call, and then it'll redial the last person I spoke to. It just irritates me. I'm like, I don't want to speak to you again. I spoke to you the first time, and I'm satisfied enough with that conversation, I think.
But at least yours, all it does is when you say goodbye to someone and then you walk in the same direction. That's how bad yours is. Yeah. Mine goes, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, which will stuff my owner up the most? Call. That's what it does.
Caller, premier, here we go.
And if you thought my voice was high-pitched with Lachlan Mackay, I can tell you what. It was a bit higher with some of the people that my car's called. Anyway, would love to hear if anyone's had this issue. How do I fix it? 0404 000 736.
8 o'clock news coming up. After that, I've got some things involving audio to bring you.
Well, we're radio, so I would hope so.
Even more audio. I'll let your minds think about it.
Jack, did you know about this? No? Okay. It don't matter, babe.
Carl, Catherine, thank you.
Thanks, Carl. Thanks, Catherine.
You're listening to Carl and Catherine.
This is Reese Mastin, you're listening to Carl and Catherine.
On 88.3 Southern FM, this is Breakfast with Carl and Catherine.
Here we go!
It most certainly is a bigger morning to you, Bayside. Carl and Catherine with you for this second hour.
Did you say Captain?
Catherine? Oh. Although I am the captain now. Thank you. You've appointed it. Catherine Powell.
Welcome aboard.
Or Captain Powell for those playing along at home. I'm just looking out the window here at Southern FM Bianco amongst the whale drawing and the fishy drawing. It looks beautiful out there. The sun is shining, blue sky. What a great way to start the week.
Yeah, and a wind report. Not a lot to be seen outside. I can't see the trees moving, so that could only be a good thing.
Good. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
That was important.
I'll give you an extended weather update in about 10 minutes.
Oh.
Bayside weather together on this program. This is Flo Rida featuring David Guetta. Club can't handle me. I don't think anyone can handle me, quite frankly. Not even
Guetta. The most iconic thing happened over the weekend.
What?
Now, in the last hour, I introduced you to the new sound of the Wiggles.
Yep.
Lenny Pierce, he's remixed all of our favourite Wiggles songs into an album. And that made my inner child scream. But something else happened over the weekend that did the same. Victoria Beckham, Posh Spice, fashion designer, former Spice Girl. She has her own makeup line now. She is just an absolute mogul. She did something that no one ever thought would happen again.
Turned 50?
Well, she turned 50. She owned her age. Good on her.
Yeah.
But she had this huge party because, of course, it's the Beckhams. It's Easter and it's like a two-week celebration. So, of course, for her 50th.
Just got to get on a bender like Beckham.
Not bad.
Oh, no, it's bend it like Beckham. Sorry, my bad.
Anyway, a video has emerged from one David Beckham of him filming himself at Victoria's birthday party.
Yeah.
And normally, if Beckham is filming himself, all eyes are on David Beckham. But no. Not on this occasion. Because what was happening behind him in this video was something that has not happened since 2012 at the Olympics in London. And people thought they'd never see it again. All the Spice Girls together performing their choreography. All five of them, yep, all together once more. There had been rumours they hated each other. The other four girls went on tour a couple of years ago without Posh and they thought that was going to be the end of their friendship. It was all over. Mel B actually called Posh selfish because she wouldn't go on tour. And they came back together. And they did Stop, which is very sentimental to me. I performed it at a grade 5 concert and I still am known to whip it out at certain events, the whole choreography. But the point I'm making is if the Spice Girls can get back together, we can restore peace in this world. I'm not kidding. You don't understand how much they've been through to get to that point.
I don't know if it's going to happen though.
What? Or she'll never go on tour with them again.
Well, it's been 12 years since they last got together, and that was for the Olympic Games in London.
Wish I said that. Yeah.
Did you? Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry, that flew over my head. I didn't hear that one. It's a long time, though, 12 years.
Hey, I'm going to think of something right now, and then in 12 seconds' time, you're going to think the exact same thing.
All right, you say it, then I'll say it 10 seconds later. It's an audio medium. We need to talk.
I just had to collect my thoughts.
Hello, anybody in there?
No.
Hello.
But no, basically, all I can think of is this dance routine. It was iconic. That party, can I just say, Eva Longoria there amongst major, major stars.
Yep.
Like, I mean, if you were to go to any celebrity's birthday party, who would you go to?
Adam Sandler's.
I'd go to Jennifer Aniston's without question.
Because Adam Sandler's friends are a lot of comedians that I enjoy watching as much as Adam Sandler.
And Jennifer Aniston's just friends with everybody.
Yeah, funnily enough.
Mm.
She's well-liked.
Yeah.
Unlike us.
Oh.
But that's okay.
Stop right now. Thank you very much.
Say no more.
Do you want to see my routine? I can do it in the break.
Sure.
Okay.
Spice Girls, Stop for your Monday morning, 16 minutes past 8 on the Sounds of the Bayside. Carl and Catherine with you.
I'm so tired. I did that whole routine just then. What do you rate it out of 10? Granted, there's normally 5 of us. I did the work of 5 people.
Well, when you do 50% of the routine, probably a 3.5. Jack, thoughts?
Yeah, 4 or 5.
Out of 5?
No, out of 10, mate.
That mine was out of 10 as well. You only did half the routine. I need to see it in.
All right.
No,
next
we don't.
Week.
We really don't need to see it, mate.
Have you got a video of it? Did you film yourselves?
Yeah, we got the DVD.
Can we put it online? Can we put it in our socials? That's our upload for the week.
If we can rip it, yeah.
Okay. If you can rip that, I will rip me as a wizard. We can put them up against each other.
Oh.
What's the better? We'll just get snippets and we'll say, do you like this or do you like this? Who's the better performer, me
well,
or you?
I just want to say that when I did that performance, one of my teachers, the very same one that the next year went on to say if I practiced hard enough I could do local netball, yeah. said she really liked the strength of my arms when I said, stop right now. Thank you very much.
Well, yeah, you certainly show that when you're throwing around directives here. Hey, I love the ABC. I just want to throw it out there. And not for the reasons that you think. So the ABC, of course, is Auntie, the public broadcaster. And sometimes they just bring us things that are very left of field. They're not afraid to sort of delve into areas that other organisations might not necessarily go down the same path. One of their iconic programs was At the Movies. It was with Margaret and David. And in case you didn't know them, here's them introducing themselves.
Hello, here's David.
And she's Margaret.
Yeah, oh, I'm glad you remembered.
Simples, you know.
It's like us in 40 years.
That's what I mean. I love it, you know. And in case that wasn't enough, have a listen to this because you might see some similarities.
Her own mother. A role made famous by her mother in a forthcoming remake.
Gets a bit loose on that program At the Movies.
He's really mean.
Anyway, Margaret and David, they were together for 25 years. They have not been together for the last 10. They made appearances here and there together. However, it's not all doom and gloom because Margaret is still a regular feature on the ABC through the weekly program with Charlie Pickering. And I've had these videos pop up on social. You know how it just gives you random stuff online when you're looking across the socials.
Yeah, the algo has some rhythm.
I get stuck watching videos. Like, they just pop up. I'm like, yeah, I don't mind this. I get sucked in, you know, by what's...
You're saying that a bit today.
Well, what do they do? Just do. And so Margaret has come back in a big way, and she's decided to review Tipping Point, which is on Channel 9. It's a program that's on offer every day at 5 o'clock. But have a listen to her take on Tipping Point.
Someone get the paint thinner because I am glued to my seat. Meanwhile, Todd Woodbridge presents a gripping character study as he descends into madness, convinced he can communicate with the machine.
I think it's time to just get nasty at this machine. Sometimes talking to the machine can be helpful. You tell it what to do. You've got to be kind to the machine. I think you should just start telling it off.
Yeah, hey.
Don't give it any respect whatsoever.
Somebody's been sniffing too many tennis ball caps.
I love Margaret. She is loose. I love the fact that she's had a resurgence analysing all different kinds of programs. That was one example there of Tipping Point, the game show. But she is brutal in a comedic way, and it is the perfect combination. That is what I love about the ABC. However, on further inspection, when I went to go and talk about this and how much I love the ABC, I looked a little deeper. And one of the comments on this video was from one Jack Misson.
What?
And I only stumbled across this last night when I was ripping the audio to talk about how much I appreciate it.
No.
And what do you think one producer, Jack Misson, commented on?
Just to give some context before you reveal what I'm assuming is going to be a very, very mean message, I can't tell you the amount of times I have said to Jack, stop commenting on public forums.
This is a thing, right? You represent us, and they know your name is Jack Misson, so if you comment publicly... Mm. That does not reflect very well on us.
No, I know, and I know the comment that you're going to mention as well, and it's it killed me.
Did it though?
So this is a video of Margaret.
Yes, so she's doing her spiel, as you just heard, about Tipping Point, and one Jack Misson has decided to write, son of a...
What?
Yeah. You
Jack!
Okay, clearly, you don't understand, you haven't watched that video through.
Son of a...
No, this is ridiculous. You can't
answer yourself.
Yeah, you can't do this thing. You can't say that out of context.
Okay, what's the context then?
Because she's mentioned it right at the end of the video.
Okay, well then watch to the end.
Clearly.
So what did Jack say?
Jack said, son of a...
And what did Margaret say at the end of the video?
She must have said, son of a...
Yeah, so the idea is, if you're going to roast me, the idea is actually watch the video first and actually do your research.
Well, I mean, I just thought I'd bring it up because I didn't really think it was a very nice comment.
You're hopeless.
Thanks for that.
Well,
Margaret, big fan. David, join with Margaret again.
Shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yeah.
What do you think about AI?
I hate it. I absolutely hate it, and it's popping up bloody everywhere. Get rid of it.
Okay. Well, it looks like, you know, I think about this all the time. Gosh, Carl and Meghan Trainor have so much in common, and it would appear, just when you think you can't be more similar, you see the same view with AI as well.
I thought you were going to say that we're both all about the base.
Well, you are. No trouble. But trouble, yes. Anyway, at the iHeartRadio Music Awards recently, Meghan Trainor shared her thoughts on technology with Fox News Digital, saying sometimes she loves it, sometimes it scares her, as they were talking about how artificial intelligence is being used to bring back people who are no longer alive. We're seeing this a lot with the Beatles. We saw John Lennon's voice be reused for the final single of the Beatles last year. We've seen other artists, Michael Jackson, they've been really working with his work on AI and his voice. But it's freaked Meghan Trainor out so much that she's actually put in her will, if anything happens to her, you cannot use my voice for AI. And it's just such an interesting proposition, because the thing is, if you're an artist, or it really spans beyond being in the music industry as well, you pass away and you've got no control of your sound and your reputation. People could literally rip whatever artist you want and make a song out of it. It's scary.
It's very scary. But the thing that I find even scarier is AI is trying to be incorporated in everything we're using. Like, I don't know if you've noticed, but a particular social media company has decided to include it everywhere.
Yeah.
So I now have a little blue circle in the corner of everything I'm looking at in the socials. And I'm like, where did you come from?
Where did
Why
you go?
Why are you there? Where did you come from? Meta Blue AI.
It's so weird.
I don't like it.
You know what freaks me out? So obviously there's the bringing back artists that are no longer with us and making music out of their voices. But the thing that scares me, have you seen the photo editing software with AI now?
Yeah, how everyone's just fine-tuning their faces to look like a totally different person.
Well, this is the thing. Editing used to be a thing where you could do that. Now you don't even have to pose for a photo. They use photos of you to construct a photo. So a lot of people, like for their LinkedIn profiles, for instance, they use a photo that's not even them.
No.
AI made it to make them look professional.
Why?
It scares me. I don't like it.
I don't like it at all. We're becoming too much of a technology-orientated world. Way too much. Next level.
Imagine, like, things would have to be particularly grim if our voices got used. Imagine in the year 2133, Carl and Catherine are still on the air.
Do you know,
through AI.
I wonder if in that same year, the trams are still voiced by our very own. If Colin Tyrus will still be heard on the Melbourne Tram Network.
Yeah.
In 2133, is that what he said?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a long time away. That's if we even have trams.
AI wonder.
I'd preserve that voice for the tram network. I think it's an icon. It needs to stay there.
Imagine us. We'd just be fighting still, but someone is having to write what we're fighting about, but we would be fighting 200 years into the future.
That's like how...
That's scary. I don't like it.
You were saying the other day, you were listening back to our podcast and you could see what we were saying.
Yeah, it transcribes now. I just think though, genuinely, like the day that I am no longer here, people will be like, thank God we finally got her to shut up. And then the fact that you could use my voice continuously without me even opening my mouth, that's terrifying. I hate it.
Yeah, or they could just go back and listen to the podcasts of our show because they're online forever, unfortunately.
Yeah, but what will be there in the year 2223?
You know what? The internet may have crashed by then.
Exactly.
There may not be such thing
there
as
may
Google.
Just be hard drives found. We may be on a floppy disk somewhere.
That or a mini disk. This is Amy Shark's Beautiful Eyes. It's your Monday morning. AI? Yay? Nay? But you know what? I'm going to put a poll on the socials. I don't know if you heard, but the 100 most boring attractions in the world was released a short time ago. I haven't turned you on. Good start, Cal. And we have three locations in Melbourne which are ranked in the top 100.
I did hear about one of them.
Which one did you hear about?
Ego with an L in front.
Ah, yes.
Yes.
The Park of Luna.
What? Really? No. Yeah.
Well, was that not the one you... I was.
No, no? Lego World.
Oh, Lego.
Yes.
Oh.
No, Luna Park.
You said Al and I
was
thought Luna.
Was Luna Park put on that list?
Yeah, number 80.
The Melbourne or the Sydney
The Melbourne one.
Are you serious?
100%.
That is an institution. I am outraged.
So am I. I'm disappointed.
It's getting all the front of it redone, I was reading the other day.
Yeah, it's getting a major upgrade that it's needed, apparently. Anyway, so that's in there. There's a bunch of other attractions across the country that have made it.
Can I just back... You've really upset me now about Luna Park. Mm. There is nothing boring about the Scenic Railway.
Do you
or
know what?
That pirate ship ride. My dad, I've never seen a man paler in my life. He went on that. And what, was he sick?
Is it just me? Or when you speak about Luna Park, do your family bring up the fact that there once was a Big Dipper?
What?
The Big Dipper, which was the other roller coaster at Luna Park. There was two roller coasters.
Never heard of it.
There's the Scenic Railway that everyone knows because it's there.
Yep.
And it's the oldest roller coaster, I believe, in the Southern Hemisphere as well. But there used to be a Big Dipper. And it used to rival the Scenic Railway. They were like pretty much joined next to each other. And it was known for its massive dips.
All I see when I'm picturing Big Dipper, I'm seeing Dipper as in... The footy personality, a Big Dipper.
I was thinking the same thing, but it was the name for the roller coaster. I think it does need a bit of a jazz up, though, Luna Park. Like the interior, I feel like the rides are a bit stale.
That's not nice. No, I will bat for Luna Park.
Well, you think about it, right? You think of
it's history.
Think
you know?
Of Queensland. You got Movie World, you got Dream World, you got all the worlds. Here we've got Luna Park.
It's iconic.
That's the only.
And we've got Gumbaya World, which is huge now.
Yeah, we're not
so
known
popular.
For our amusement parks down
yeah,
here.
Yeah, but we've got so much other stuff going on. Let the Gold Coast have that, you know?
I guess. Yeah. Well, food for thought, though. Mm. The fact that Luna Park's number 80 on the top 100 boring attractions in the world, I'm disappointed by that. But it could be worse. You could be something from WA. The WA Museum, Boola Bardip. Well, that name in itself is boring. Boola Bardip Boring is in Perth. The boring's not actually a part of it. And that's in WA. So that was number 16 on the list. So, look, number 80's not too bad, I suppose. Mm. The Museum of Sydney was ranked number 32.
Oof.
And Melbourne's Immigration Museum.
Oh, gosh.
Coming in at number 52.
Can I tell you, the Immigration Museum has so many interesting stories within it. But in year 9 at school, I went to that museum, I kid you not, 5 times. And I think a part of me died in there that I never got back.
That's the one you go past when you're on the train.
One of my friends, her eardrum ruptured in the middle of that museum.
Oh, that doesn't sound good.
And that was considered a good result because she got to go home. That it was so dry. But to be fair, that was because our teachers were doing the tour. Like, I'm sure the staff would do a much better job. But,
Well, you know, I talked earlier about how I attended something for the first time. I went to the Nepal for the first time. Should I go to the Immigration Museum?
You would not do well there.
You don't reckon?
Jack, have you been to the Immigration Museum?
No, I gave that one a miss.
I think that both of you should go.
Do you want to go? Do you want to go this week?
No, I'm not going.
And
why
you
not?
Could film it for the socials.
I'm sure it'd be a good experience, but no.
I'll pay for you.
Sure, why not?
Okay, let's go.
All right.
We'll go this week.
Report
we'll
back.
Review.
I'm not coming.
Why not?
I've been there, I've done that.
You sure?
5 times 1 year, yeah.
5 times in 1 year you went?
Did I not? Could I not make that any clearer?
I just heard you went.
No, 5 times in 1 year.
Oh, that's...
I know that place like the back of my hand.
Speaking of...
If you get lost, call me. I'll be able to help you.
The Melbourne Museum's a good attraction.
Yeah.
I remember going there and there's a big whale structure.
What about Farlap?
Oh, never really paid attention to Farlap. Are you sure Farlap's at the... Yeah, no, you're right. No, Farlap is at the museum. I was going to say, I get the museum at Science Works mixed up.
Oh, Science Works.
Talk about boring attractions. That should be on the list.
Science Works was fun back in the day. I used to hate, though. Do you remember? I'm pretty sure it was Kathy Freeman. They've got the
run. Yeah, how you had to try and beat her in 10 seconds.
And the amount of times when I was an unfit, however old I was, and I was like, I'll get you next time, Freeman. And then, yeah, and you always started strong. That was the thing. You always thought you had the upper hand on her, and then all of a sudden she'd go bang, and you're like, nah.
Those are the days I miss when we were growing up and there was so much interaction when it came to activities. Like, I remember the AFL had, like, an AFL house, which wasn't the current AFL house. It was, like, a specific place you could go as on an excursion. And as part of that excursion, they had a live interaction thing where you could pretend you were the host on the footy show. I love
that. You would have liked that. Yeah.
That, for me, I felt that was like what almost inspired me to go into media.
Can you give us a bit of a sample of what you said?
It's been a big week in football. The Channel 8 Maguire. Jeez. That was, that for me, that was great. You had footy colours everywhere. That was the same day I saw the Queen, 2006, when she came to Melbourne.
She didn't see you.
She looked at me, we stared, we locked eyes, and we waved at each other. She was in her little car going through Melbourne, and I can say that I saw the Queen.
But she didn't see you.
She did. She locked eyes with me, okay?
You know what we should do? We should get a medium in. And get channel Queen Lizzie and see if she remembers you.
Sorry. I mean, she's seen millions of people, billions of people in her time. Do you think she's going to remember locking eyes with a fat 10-year-old?
Hey!
Catherine, I'm going to get straight into it. I've got a bone to pick with the Department of Transport and Planning.
What?
I am a little worried that this great country, in particular our state, is at risk of losing something extremely iconic to the fabric of the country. What I'm talking about.
Hang on. To the fabric of the country.
Yep.
So this isn't the Department of Transport in Victoria. This is nationwide.
I'll get to why it's their problem. It's a local problem.
Okay.
When I went to the netball, I crossed at the newly redone intersection at Punt Road.
Yes.
And I haven't really paid too much attention to it before, but I was paying more attention to it on this occasion because I noticed an absence at the new pedestrian crossing there. I was at the lights, and there was something that we know quite well when we cross at the lights that was missing. And I just want to play something for you to just give you an idea of what I'm talking about. All right, this is what was missing when I crossed the lights at Punt Road across the weekend. That's what was missing.
You just stole my fun fact. I'm so annoyed.
That
I was so excited to say, did you know that the sound of that inspired Bad Guy by Billie Eilish? But you're one step ahead.
I'm not going to lie, the execution there wasn't quite correct. Bad Guy just kind of fell in. I was going to get to that and say, it's so internationally renowned, that sound, that we've heard it somewhere before. In fact, I think Billie Eilish used it in one of her songs.
You're kidding. You ever teed it up to the right point,
yeah,
though?
Who could forget?
What was that?
I don't know what that was. I thought that was just the traffic light sound effect. Can I try that again? It's gone there.
Duh. Achoo! Crossing. Oh,
maybe we should add that.
This
maybe
is why we can't have nice things.
Maybe that's what it's always been missing, that little part at the end there.
Maybe that's what the intersection's working on. They just got to get the achoo part done and then they'll put it back in for you.
Can we please get it right, though? Can we make sure that if we are building new traffic lights, that we make sure that we never, ever, ever lose this? Because I've had that since a child.
Can I just say, I refuse to cross now at an intersection that does that unless someone sneezes.
Unless someone sneezes in the background.
I love how yesterday when I was speaking to you, Bianco, before the show, you're like, I'm feeling really good. I've got a lot of audio for my segments this week. It's going to be strong. And look what's happened. That is hilarious. Well done.
Thank you.
This is... One more time, please.
Zach Bryan featuring Casey Musgraves. I remember everything. I certainly remember that now. The reflection section. Guys, we've got a shorty here. Thoughts on today?
Look, I have had so much fun today. I really appreciated all of your sound effects, Bianco. I think it really lifted. It started with the Patrick Star grab nice and early in mailbox.
Patrick, thank you for your message again. Hopefully we've answered your question about what to use from now on when it comes to hair product.
Can I just very quickly, before I handle over to our producer, you've just popped a poll on our socials about AI.
I have.
AI has edited the photo of us, and I am taking great offence because either you've made a decision to not edit yourself.
I or did. AI, I actually did.
Or AI has decided, geez, that girl looks tired because I look like a new person. You look exactly the same.
Thanks. It means a lot.
I've even got a twinkle in my eye. Isn't that right, Producer Jack?
That is right, KP.
At least I'm consistent.
What have you learned today, Producer Jack?
I've learned that the poll about AI is something that's really... Oh, sorry, I'm just picking up something 12 seconds later than... sorry.
See, got you.
It would have been better execution-wise if you actually had a pause.
Oh, thanks for the feedback. Yeah, really appreciate it, mate.
What was your highlight, Missin?
The Wiggles going through the... the soundtrack there.
We're gonna that was jump amazing. To the front and back. Ooh, ooh, ah, ah, ooh, ooh, ah,
I think the highlight for me, Kapow, was when you decided to recreate your Stop Right Now routine.
I am still winded from that. That took a lot of energy. I'm a write-off for the rest of the week.
And a reflection for you both. Just if we can just tighten up the segments with Lachlan Mackay, the movie guy, and so they don't go off the rails, that would be great for next time.
Yeah, my favourite part of that segment was when you talked about the map and how it was exposed.
It was. But you think my wording of that was bad. Watch the series.
But where's Dusty? We never established where he ended up.
Dusty went to the boys' school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he was really unseen. I don't know whether or not they tried to kill the character. We spoke about killing off characters or recreating them, having different people play them. You just can't do it. Just can't do it. Not in my books.
And there's the Carl Bianco editorial for today, ticked off.
Thank you. We're going to leave you with some of the Wiggles.
Yes! This is the best one.
Lead up to Colin Tyrus with the Newsman and his music. Have a great week.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Carl and Catherine. Carl and Catherine.